Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. We always appreciate his hard help and his assistance. And Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. In the studio with us now, Cassie Olberg is back. And so we think this is probably the sixth time we've talked about the Foxtrot 5K.
Yes.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, welcome back here from Sealess Grove. The Foxtrot 5K is this Saturday. So last minute opportunity for folks to get involved. If you want to do a warm-up race, it's not competitive. It is a fundraiser, so you'll be asked to pay the registration fee, but you can just walk some of it, or as my lovely bride would say, do intervals where she walks and runs and walks and runs and covers these. Usually she runs the 5Ks, though, so we'll see if she's interested in that this Saturday. You brought reinforcements. Adriana is here. She's almost 18 years old, and she's what, all-around helper? What else do you do on race day and in preparation?
Well, to prepare, I gather donations from businesses. We do give small prizes to the top runners in each category. In addition, I help with crafts for the kids. I do hair colorings, and this year we're bringing in SU students to do face painting as well.
Right,
and I also help with setup and preparation.
Oh, good for you. Okay, so you're just everything Cassie can do, you can do too, I guess. Is that about right?
That's right.
Your mom, so that works out in handy. So, all right, well, Cassie, tell us about the Foxtrot 5K this weekend, please. Give us a little bit of history and tell us about this weekend's race.
Well, we started this to raise awareness about ovarian cancer. So, We lost my mom 6 years ago to ovarian cancer, and this is a great way for us to honor her. We do raise about $3,000 to $5,000 each year to give to the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund Alliance. But more importantly, we gather women together to hear about ovarian cancer, talk about the symptoms and what to watch for. And this year, I'm very excited because not only do we have Girl Scout Troop 61281 coming back to hand out water, but we also have SU students coming in. So we're getting more and more young women involved, and that really gets me excited.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Well, that's fabulous. So tell me what the Girl Scouts will be doing.
They're just going to hand out bottled water both at the end so that the tired runners have something to drink, but also partway through the run so that anybody who gets thirsty has something to drink.
Along the race. Okay,
yep.
So there's little water stops that you see. And the SU students, explain their role.
They're just going to come and do face painting and provide something fun for the kids to do. Well, they're going to set up a game, and that way the parents can do the Zumba warm-up or can just be socializing with their friends and getting information on ovarian cancer, and the kids can have fun.
All right, and for those people around here who are the serious runners, they're going to recognize this word, Falcon Race Time.
Yes. They just have to go to falconracetiming.com and type in Foxtrot, and they can register there. Or they can just come and register race morning. It opens at 8 a.m., and they can register on the spot.
And that means it's chip-timed, and they'll get an accurate time, and it means that they're going to try to do their best they can. Do you have the first 5K? I haven't heard of any other ones lately.
I think this is the first 5K. We stick to this date because we lost my mom the first day of spring, so we like to do this Saturday every year. I know it seems like it's a little chilly in March, but actually we have had a sunny day every year, and since it's through a parking lot, we don't have to worry about, if it does happen to snow, it's okay because they always get it plowed and ready. But the day of has always been sunshiny and warm. The Susquehanna Valley Mall actually sponsors our timer, so we have a chipped timer, and we have really nice shirts from Sunbury Motors.
All right, fantastic. Susquehanna Valley Mall has been a big helper all along. Our AccuWeather forecast for Saturday is partly sunny, high 47, so probably still chilly in the morning, but you are pretty much used to that if you start anything at 8 o'clock on a March morning. Registration starts at 8 o'clock. The race steps off at 9. You have the Zumba warm-up at some point?
8:25, yes.
All right. Adriana, why get involved in this? Why do you want to help this?
Well, whenever we lost my grandma, I wanted to be able to spread awareness of ovarian cancer. So I thought it was important to help get other people around my age involved so that they can spot the symptoms, because there's not a test for ovarian cancer.
And what are the symptoms? You know these answers now, I'll bet. You memorize some of them anyway. We'll get Mom to help out a little bit. Or do you remember any? Okay, well then, Cassie.
our minds kind of go blank.
Well, and
but,
I told them.
But we have signs up all along the run about it. But, you know, if you have spotting or bloating, that there's...
Well, you can talk into the mic. What are you saying?
I was just giving some of the symptoms, but there'll be signs up all along the way that'll talk about the symptoms. So.
Okay, so fantastic. So you want women to know about this ovarian cancer. You have to watch out for it, but it is detectable if you know what to look for. Is that
exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Well, fantastic. Okay, so good information. Ovarian Cancer Research Fund Alliance. I know this to be true from our previous conversations. This is a real deal, not a sort of a bloated agency, very streamlined, but doing a lot of work and making progress, right?
Yes, yes. And actually, you should go look them up online because they are a wealth of knowledge. And you can see that the majority of the money goes straight to research. So that's exciting.
All right. So this, we're talking about the Foxtrot 5K, sixth annual race this weekend. Some SU students are involved, plus the Girl Scouts, some fun games. Adriana's going to make sure that some of those games take place. It is this Saturday at the Susquehanna Valley Mall, 8 a.m. Sign up and then step off. You can sign up this week, right?
Yes, you can sign up online this week or just show up the morning of. We'll have wonderful registration people there to help you out.
All right, and the falconracetiming.com website is the place to go. You're also on Facebook, but you can't register there, but the link is there for Falcon Race. And just look up Foxtrot, which is two words. I had to ask that. Again, Foxtrot for ovarian cancer, and probably got pictures of Adriana and Cassie there, so there are good guests.
And the fox. We have a fox there. There's actually a cutout of a fox, so you can get your picture taken as a fox, and then there will be a crazy dancing fox that will be out there doing the Zumba, getting the kids involved. A lot of people like to get their picture taken with him, so he's a lot of fun.
Oh, who's the fox?
The fox is my son, Andrew Olberg, and he is convinced that the kids do not know that he's a fox, so he likes to dance around and not talk.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, then if that's a role that he fits well, he could be a fox any year, anytime the rest of the year, too. We don't mind. That's good. Well, good for him. All right. We'll bring him sometime. How old is he?
He's 20.
20, okay. So, well, he's enjoying that. Good.
He'll come home from college for it, so, yep.
All right, fantastic. All right, well, Cassie, thank you so much for making this a family affair and really calling attention to this important ailment, but important warning signs. Thank you so much.
Oh, can I ask one more request of the listeners? We are down two of our people who cheer the runners on and point them in the right direction. So if there's anybody out there who would like to just come cheer some runners on and be part of the day, it is a very special morning, and so we could use two more people.
All right. Fantastic. Cassie, thank you so much for coming and really appreciate it. And Adriana, thanks for all your help so far and again this Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do appreciate that. Cassie Olberg and her daughter Adriana, and of course her son the fox, is going to be out there. Being a fox is a good thing for a guy, right? That's what women call a good looking guy.
So he is very handsome.
Well, probably goes right to his head then. People calling him a fox all day long this Saturday. Well, the SU girls will be there, so that's going to be something to watch out for. So, all right, the Foxtrot 5K, Foxtrot for Ovarian Cancer on Facebook, and the falconracetiming.com website.